calling this meeting of the CCLT Board to order, 6:30 PM, February 4th, 2026. Introduction. Well, we ain't got the rookies here, but I haven't seen you guys in so long. Let's go to our introductions. Ms. Tiff?
Tiffany Wiesehan, city staff.
Jake Amelunke, city staff.
Molly Fair, city staff.
Kevin Gorsuch, city staff.
Carrie Schlotten, city staff.
Jane Trotter, treasurer.
Larry Hunt, board member.
Richard Scotty, member.
Linda Hibb, vice president.
Alex O'Brienery, board member.
Anthony Sten, El Capitan. Okay. Mr. Jake, is there any adjustments to the agenda this evening?
Yes, we would like to move the treasurer's report to right before the new business so we can move the closed session up.
Okay, so would you say let's do the closed session right after our special item?
Correct.
Ms. Tiff, do we need to vote on that or just can we just make that happen?
We'll have to vote on it.
Okay. All those in favor of the modification of the agenda, thumbs up. All those against, thumbs down. Unanimous, so moved, Ms. Tiff. All right. Should have time to look at the minutes from the previous January 7th meeting. Are there any adjustments to the minutes? I'd entertain a motion to accept the minutes from January 7th.
I motion to accept the minutes from January 7th.
Moved by second. Been moved and properly seconded. Moved by Ms. Linda, seconded by Mr. Anthony. All those in favor of accepting the meeting minutes from January 7th, thumbs up. All opposed, thumbs down. Unanimous. So moved, Ms. Tiffany. All right. Special items.
All right, so we have a recognition here for a board member that served from the very beginning. Ms. Shirley, we'd like to... we also invited Randy. He had a few words to say because he worked with Shirley for several years throughout this process, so...
So we have our founding father and one of our founding mothers in the same space.
Where do you want me? Do you have a up there, right here? Good.
I want you to stand on a chair, Randy, right in front
of you. I think I might hurt some insurance. Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me all be here tonight, and thanks for Jake and our board chair here allowing this opportunity. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about all the great work that Shirley did. She was one of the founding members. She was a part of the initiative, I guess, before it even ever started. I can speak to that a little bit. But really, she embodies the spirit of what the organization is about and a lot of their efforts in our community of making Columbia better, making your neighborhood better, and putting a lot of volunteer time in to make that happen. This slide was, I dug out from an old thumb drive I found. The top picture is Lynn Street. Shirley's house is down on the left there. And the first time I ever got a call from Shirley was in August of 2014. And she actually called a variety of city staff channels and neighborhood services, the leadership, about these two houses. They were vacant, abandoned, and dilapidated. She was very adamant that there was a lot of bad stuff going on in them. Siding was blowing into her yard. There was criminal activity. And that prompted city leadership to direct staff to do something about it. And we had grant funds available. So the city council and city manager at the time directed us to purchase these homes. And we demolished them and rebuilt them with Job Point funds. And in the process of these being built and purchasing these, we purchased the land across the street, now the Lynn Street Cottages, and Shirley was really all in on the effort from the get-go of investing in the neighborhood and making it better. So you can see the impact of Shirley's phone call dating back to 2014 really dramatically changed that side of the street and also helped be a catalyst through a lot of volunteer efforts from the whole board on the other side of the street. Go to the next slide. Just some pictures of Shirley working at some of the neighborhood events. I found these on my old thumb drive. Lots of meetings, lots of neighborhood input, lots of discussions on what needs to happen in that neighborhood, and how could this effort really boost and stabilize the neighborhood. So lots of sticky dots. Next slide. Some of the things that I remember talking with Shirley in her living room quite a bit was removing those unsafe homes, investing in the stormwater, the sanitary sewer, and then the sidewalks along Lynn and Oak. When the new homes got built, new sidewalks went in, but there was a lot of gaps. So it's something Shirley, again, called city leadership and was pushing hard. And we filled in all the gaps around Sexton and Oak and Lynn. And now you can walk around all the way around the block, which is really nice, and lots of stormwater improvements. Last slide, that's Shirley on the day we dedicated the Lynn Street cottages, really showing how she was lending a lot of credibility to the effort with her time, gift, and talents and connection to the neighborhood. And I think it really encapsulates all the many hours of hard work that Shirley did. So I would just like to say thank you, Shirley, for all your hard work, and thanks for coming to say a few words.
Shirley, if you'd like to come up front, take a picture with Anthony and I, we'll present this to you.
Started, our goal was to, one of our goals was to have a neighborhood, a community unity. That's, I think that's a not trying to brag or anything like that, but I kind of designed this community unity with the house over, and that was our thing, unity. And when we first started, after everybody moved in on Lynn Street, everybody had moved in, and we had a barbecue at Linda's house, and all the homeowners and everybody was there. I think it was on one of the pictures. And that was the whole goal, was to not just build houses and people live there. It was to build a community, and that's exactly what we did. Everybody knew everybody. And so we knew, not trying to be nosy, but we knew who was supposed to be on Lynn Street and who was not. And so we kind of had a neighborhood watch thing going on, even though I tried to get that started, but I didn't, but still working on it. And so, anyways, I am really proud of Lynn Street and the way it looks and the way our neighbors act. And right now we do have a good relationship, and we do try to keep the neighborhood nice and clean. And that's one of my goals. It was the street after all the houses was built. I'm a little bit nervous, that's why my voice is like that. But anyway, after all the houses were built, and them putting in underground everything, because they removed all the telephone poles and everything went underground, so the street was patched up and it looked like a checkerboard. And I thought, well, you know, that's kind of crazy to have all these beautiful homes and everybody keeping their neighborhoods really nice and everything. And so I contacted the city, and it was like, you know, the checkerboard just doesn't go with the houses. And so it took a couple years, but we got the street paved, and so it looks really nice now. It goes with the houses, so I was real proud of that. And then at one time, I think on the corner of Lynn and Oak, I don't know how this happened, but somebody was given permission to use that area as a dump. and they were dumping stuff there. And so again, it's like, not in our neighborhood. And so managed to get that taken care of, and now it's kept clean, and it's a nice, just a little green area, but it goes with our neighborhood. So I really, where I live is important to me, and so I'm very proud to have been a part of this organization, and I like what we're doing, and I hope that the way CCLT has been in the past, I hope and I pray that we continue to do that, continue to look out for the neighborhood, not only just build houses and put people in them, but be concerned about the neighborhood and be concerned about your neighbors. I just think that's very important. And again, I've known Randy for a long time, and I thank him for coming over and talking with me and to be a part of the organization. Thanks, Randy, for that. And so I wasn't quite ready to get off the board, but I don't been here like forever, so it's give somebody else a chance. So, and that's good, but I just hope you guys continue to strive and meet the goals that CCLT had planned in the first place. I don't want us to get off track and do something different from what we initially started to do. Stay on track. That's all I hope for. Thank you, guys.
Oh, boy. Yes, it's strange not seeing Michelle mean mother me the whole time. She's been tracked for years. After a couple of years, but getting good friends. Mr. Jacob, we ready to go into closed session?
We are ready to go into closed session.
Mr. Allen,
sure.
With your silky voice, can you get us into closed session?
Do you want everybody here or?
Don't we have to leave?
Yeah, y'all can
get out. We need Mr.
Yes, we do need. Yeah.
Yeah, one top. Now.
Must be losing 10 pounds. I don't know. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. See you later, neighbor.
Okay. Before I get out of line, I have to call that.
Yeah, close session. The phone is going to be open up. All right, guys.
If you guys want to hang around after, we can call you back in on the closed session.
So we'll turn the recorder off after Alex finishes, right?
After we do the roll call vote, yeah.
Okay. Hit it, Alex.
Sure. Motion to go into closed session pursuant to RSMO 610.021, paragraph 2, leasing, purchase, or sale of real estate by public governmental body or public knowledge of the transaction might adversely affect the legal consideration therefore.
All those in favor of going to closed vote?
Need a second.
I second. And move the property seconded. All those in favor of going to closed session. Roll call. Mr. Hunt, you're secretary now, correct?
Oh, it's true, yes.
So you need to take notes of the closed session and give those in a folded document. Then, Ms. Hunt, Ms. Steph, will you give us a roll call, please?
Jay?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Ricky?
Yes.
Linda?
Yes.
Alex?
Yes.
Anthony?
Yes. We're at a club.